In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com now.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. Just a couple of minutes introduction to the Bible Views radio show. You can hear it in the KLTV listening audience every Sunday afternoon from 2 o'clock to 3 p.m. every Sunday. And then just like my Saturday Ron Caskey show, they're both archived over on my website at www.ronkasky.com. So that's R-O-N-C-A-S-K-E-Y. .com. Now, I'm inviting you to stay tuned to this one-hour show today, and what the Bible Views radio show, pretty normal standard operating procedure. I usually read some articles that pertain to your church, your household, to Christians, to homeschooling, things that affect our lives as Christians here in the United States. Then I go down some headlines that I get out of the Sword of the Lord every week that you're not going to get in the left-wing nut socialist media. And I read some of those headlines and describe some of those. I usually sing a song off of one of my albums. I've recorded 5 gospel albums, stereo albums, 50 songs. And I normally pull one of those off and play it, usually by about the start of the second segment of my Bible Views radio show. Then I invite you, if you're stationary, to grab a Bible and follow through with me in your Bible on what does the Bible have to say about financial freedom? What does the Bible have to say about investing? What does the Bible have to say about giving, lending, charging interest, paying interest, collecting interest? What is the Bible? See, there's 450 some odd verses in the Bible on wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. There's 15 on poverty. So I break that down every Sunday. I talk about Joseph, the first financial planner in the Bible. I talk about taking offerings, financing the church. Just all kinds of things, and it's all from the Bible. What does the Bible have to say about God's money? It's all God's money. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Again to the Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host, and I'm here every week at this same time. Grab a pen and a piece of paper and write my phone numbers down, and you can call me this afternoon. I don't work on Sundays. It's the Lord's Day, but I can answer the phone, schedule appointments for this coming week. So here's my numbers. You can call me this afternoon, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877 218-1972. Now, you call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office, 30-ish minutes, and I'll show you how to be a good steward of God's money. Now, you've got a choice. You can go against God's word and gamble with your retirement money in the largest casino in the world, and that's Wall Street. As I mentioned on yesterday's radio show, three times a day, either in the Denver Compost or the Wall Street Journal, people writing about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and variable annuities talk about place your bet on XYZ stock. Place your bet, blah, blah, blah. And it's a gamble, folks. It's up to you. It's not illegal, not all of it, but it's a gamble. So you got a choice. You do it God's word, God's way, or you do it the world's way and gamble and pay somebody, pay a financial planner, advisor, CFP fee taker, an exorbitant fee out of your retirement money every year to gamble with your retirement money in the largest casino in the world. And oh, by the way, as long as your chips are on that table, your money is 100% at risk, and the risk is 100% on your shoulders. So you got a choice. Do it the worldly way, do it that way, or do it God's way. I'm telling you the truth. Now, I understand financial planner advisors, CFP fee takers, they won't like that. Their spouses, I know, don't like that because I've gotten calls from their spouse. You called my husband. I don't even know your husband. But I can tell you this. You can do it the world's way and the gambling way and Wall Street's way. Or you can do it God's way on the safe side of the table and not gamble with God's money. That's the side of the table I work on. It's a choice I made 20 plus years ago to not put people's money at risk in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and variable annuities. So if you want to know how they work, you want the truth, I'm the guy you want to talk to. So give me a call this afternoon, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. I used this verse yesterday on the Ron Caskey show. I said there's a verse, I think it's over in Timothy. I might look it up on the break. But it said, ye did run well, who did hinder you? Not what, who did hinder you? I couple that with Psalm 1 and verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. If you are getting your financial advice from either a financial advisor, CFP fee taker, or a life insurance agent who is not a born-again Christian, you are getting satanic advice. There's only two powers, two forces in the universe, folks, God and Satan. You can't straddle that line. Either you're getting advice from Satan's side of the table, that's the worldly side of the table, that's the gambling side of the table, or you're getting your financial advice from the godly side of the table. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Say, how would I know? Well, I would, like I've said this before, you can't walk 10 steps in my house, any place in this house, and not come into contact with a Bible. If you go in the office of your financial planner advisor, CFP fee taker, or your life insurance agent, you go in their office, and you can't find any signs of being a Christian, a Bible, their language, their advice, right on down the line. I mean, it's pretty simple, folks. By their fruits ye shall know them. I'm telling you. And so, people every now and then say, well, how am I going to know? Ask them. Now, they may say, oh, yeah, I'm a church member. They're not a Christian. Oh, yeah, I've been baptized. They're not a Christian. I give my money to the church. They're not a Christian. I go to mass on Saturday night. They're not a Christian. If you ask an individual, are you a Christian, they can tell you when, how, and where they became a Christian. It's that simple. And so there you go. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So, ye did run well. Who did hinder you? Was it your kids, your hairdresser, another church member, somebody at work that thinks they know more about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, safety nets, investments, IRAs, index annuities, blah, blah. They know more than God. And ye did run well. Who did hinder you? And that's brought to mind every now and then. Somebody will scoop my brains out. I mean, I'll drive hundreds of miles and spend hours talking to people, showing them, here's how I can protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. Here's how I can show you to capture the upside of the market with none of the downside risk. Here's how I can show you to how to get increasing income until you die or hit 120. And they'll say, oh yeah, God led me to you. God led me to call you. God led me, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, God tells you not to follow that guy? God doesn't change his mind, folks. But a church member might. Your hairdresser might. Your financial planner will. I guarantee you. So you got to decide, who am I going to follow? Am I going to follow what God told me to do or what Satan told me? It's that simple. It's black and white. That's how I was raised. Black and white, bottom line, point A to point B. There are no gray areas. It's either right or it's wrong. There ain't no place in between. And now we've got all of these politicians caught in blatant lies. Blatant, outright lies. Every politician does it. And then when they're caught, they say, oh, I misspoke. No, you're a liar. And most politicians, 6% of them, are liars. And so you got to decide, who am I going to follow? A lost person or a saved person? I'm not the only born-again Christian doing what I do, but they're few and far between. So anyway, give me a call, and then once you do it, stick with it. I read. By the way, I'm doing my next live webinar on Tuesday night, May the 7th. And it's at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. Got to go over to my website to sign up for it. And I'm going to do it again on the orphan 401ks. I've gotten so many calls from the last webinar I did a month or so ago. And I'm going to do another one on orphan 401ks. And there's $1.65 trillion sitting in 30 million people's accounts in orphan 401ks. That means you've left your job, you left the 401k behind, and nobody there gives a rat's patootie about your money, and they'll sell that paper to a less efficient company because the record keeping is too much for them. And that company will just eat away at it in fees until it's all gone. And so sign up on my website, ronkasky.com. Always, most of the time, read articles out of the Sword of the Lord. And so here's noteworthy news. Euthanasia on the march in America. 19 states consider legislation. Of course, this communist state we live in here in the state of Colorado, they passed the law years ago saying it's all right for somebody to put your lights out, put you to death, give you a shot, doctor, I don't care what. They killed 64 million babies doing it. Why not kill granddad the same way? So this socialist state we live in, they passed legislation. Now it's on 19 states consider legislation. As Canada's surging euthanasia program continues to turn from morbid to horrific, the cause is exploding in popularity in the United States as well. But while the slippery slope is spiraling out of control north of the border, the machinery of physician-assisted suicide is just beginning to be meticulously constructed in America. 19 states are debating this legislation this year. Would make it legal for a doctor to provide life-ending treatment for patients diagnosed with terminal illness. And so, currently assisted suicide is legal in the United States in Oregon, Washington, California, New Mexico, Colorado, Montana, New Jersey, Vermont, Hawaii, and Washington, D.C., And nearly half of the U.S. is weighing bills that would make assisted suicide legal. 436 acts of hostility against U.S. churches documented in 2023. 436. Hostility against churches in the United States appears to be on the rise, according to a recent Family Research Council report that identified 436 incidents against churches in 2023, more than double the amount reported by the group in 22 and eight times the number identified in 2018. There's a common connection between the growing religious persecution abroad and the rapidly increasing hostility toward churches here at home. Our government policies. And oh, by the way, recently, and you know this, the anti-Israel, anti-Jewish activists that even four Congress people, AOC and her female cohorts in the squad, side with these Palestinians. In Dearborn, Michigan, they're the largest contingent of those people, and they're having rallies and shouting death to America and death to Jews and on and on and on. And these congressional people elected by American citizens are siding with these terrorists and these Palestinians. And, you know, Hamas attacked Israel. And Biden and the UN says to Israel, you got to back down and cut it out. I wonder if Putin and North Korea attack the United States, would they back down? Probably. Time's up. Give me a call. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Give me a call this afternoon for a no-cost appointment this coming week. Give me a call. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm. Affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients, Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this. Your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. what retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com now.
Second segment of today's Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'll give you my numbers a couple of times throughout the radio show today. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Every time I make that announcement, I think of a lady that called me months ago, and she said, "You know what? I really like your shows when you're talking about Jesus. But when you get off on that pitch thing about saving money and you know what, lady, I said it to her, I'll say it to my listening audience. That's how I pay these radio bills, is my pitch, as she called it. My talking about how to be good stewards of God's money. That's how I pay my bills, folks. Now, I'm a born-again Christian. I'm a patriotic, constitutional, conservative American. But I pay my bills by talking to people about how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. And I do it all on the safe side of the table. Now, I would agree with these antagonists if I was pitching the largest casino in the world, and that's Wall Street. If I was pitching that, you would have a complaint. But for me to be able to pay my radio bills and pay my bills and live, I do it by showing God's people how to be good stewards of God's money with indexed annuities. That's all I do. I preach and sing on weekends. I don't make a living at that. I do that in churches around the country and pay my own bills to get there and get home. Nevertheless, that's why I take a few minutes, even on the Sunday radio show, to tell people what I do, how I can help you be a good steward of God's money. So give me a call, and I'll bring the information to you. My time never costs you a penny, ever, ever. So here's my numbers, 303-710-3791, toll free is 877-218-1972. Give me a call back to the Sword of the Lord. 15 killed at Burkina Faso Church. 15 Christians were killed in an attack during a church service in Burkina Faso on Sunday, February the 25th. Gunmen opened fire on the church in Essakane Village in the northeast of the country during the service. The attackers are believed to be radical Islamic militants. Now, those are the same ones that attack Israel. Those are the same ones, those females in the house are standing up against Israel and the Jews and for the Palestinians that kill women and babies and children. Now, they're standing with them against Israel. And then Biden, he says, well, to Netanyahu, you need to just back down and end this war. The UN says the same thing. And I close the last segment. I wonder if Russia and North Korea attacked the United States, would Biden back down from that? Probably, because he's such a wuss anyway. And he probably would. But, you know, Israel has a right to defend themselves. And I can tell you, they will win. They are God's chosen people. And so anyway, Tennessee passes religious freedom bill. Nashville, Tennessee. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee signed House Bill 878 into law after the State House and Senate overwhelmingly voted to support public officials who do not want to take part in same-sex ceremonies against their conscience or religious beliefs. One governor did that. I think there's a couple of others. The bill simply reads, a person shall not be required to solemnize a marriage if the person has an objection to solemnizing the marriage based on the person's conscience or religious beliefs. Not Colorado. Man, no, they're still taking on Phillips, the baker that refused to bake a wedding cake for two its. And another person that owns a flower shop and so on. So, no, not Colorado. But editor says a similar bill needs to be passed which will protect pastors, bakers, jewelers from being forced to do what goes against their biblical convictions. I'll make one plainer than that. It goes against the Bible. It goes against God. It goes against God's word. It goes against Christian principles. It goes against Jesus Christ. It goes against everything that's moral and ethical and godly. Those people go against it, and they have a right to stand up. Over 8,000 Christians killed in Nigeria in 2023. Over 8,000 Christians were reportedly killed in Nigeria in 2023, amid a rise in attacks, abductions, and killings in recent years. Now, that's coming to an America near you. I'm telling you, the more liberal we get and the further left that we get, that's going to be in America. And, of course, no gun zones, churches, theaters, schools. Guess where the shootings take place? Yep. Mainline pastors drive growth in pastoral support for same-sex marriage. Let me read that headline again. Mainline pastors drive growth in pastoral support for same-sex marriage. A new survey from Nashville-based Lifeway Research asked Protestant pastors their thoughts on same-gender marriages and civil unions. 24% of pastors say they see nothing wrong with two people of the same gender getting married. Almost three-quarters say they disagree. 72%, 67% strongly disagreeing. See, I don't see how you could take the title of a pastor or a minister or the head of any church and agree with same-sex, same-gender marriage. It's against, first of all, it's against humanity. It's against all common sense, but it's certainly against the Bible, God's Word, Jesus Christ, and any godly, saved, born-again pastor. A saved, born-again, Spirit-led pastor will not condone or perform same-gender marriages. They will not. And so, there you go. Justice Alito warns about discriminating against religious beliefs. While the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal of a Missouri case where potential juries were dismissed for hearing a trial due to their biblical beliefs on homosexuality, Justice Samuel Alito chose to issue a five-page statement reluctantly agreeing not to hear the case over a procedural issue. Yet he warned this discrimination poses a danger to religious freedom. Folks, we need some politicians that'll stand up for what's right and stand up for God, stand up for Christian principles. We've got to put them back in the White House. That's why I believe, I don't like Trump's most recent stand on abortion. He said it ought to be turned over to the states. No, it ought to be not turned over to anybody. It's ungodly. It's a sin. It's wholesale murder of live babies. And I'm disappointed that Donald Trump stands for so many good things, but he stood in favor of just turning it over to the states. That's wrong. And he's wrong to do that. And so there you go. We've got to make a change come November 5th, and we've got to get back to, and there's only one man, I'm telling you, there's only one man that can stand up against these criminal communists that have destroyed our country, and that's Donald Trump. And I honestly believe that he could win all 50 states in the election and the Electoral College and still not be president of the United States. Because these criminals, these communists, like Joe Biden, Commie Cackler, right on down the line, and then here in our state, they're going to find a way to, with AI and mail-in ballots and everything else, to steal another election, unless God chooses to step in. That's the only thing that will save our country. So we've got to take 2 Chronicles 7:14 and stand on that. Let me see if I got enough time to play this song, and then we'll get back over to No Man Listens to a Poor Man. Hang on just a second. Nope, don't have time. I'll open with it when I come back in that next segment. I recorded this song years ago, singing all four parts. There's about three songs I've done this with over the years, and this is one of them. It's called For Every Valley, There's a Lily, and I recorded it in a studio in Tennessee. I think it's either Nashville or Memphis, but I sang the low parts, bass and baritone, in the morning, and then the melody after lunch, and then the tenor, the high tenor in the middle of the afternoon. Took all day, but boy, it was a lot of fun. So when I come back, I'm going to play that song for you. For every valley, there's a lily. In the meantime, let's back up to where I was last week, and I was talking about Ecclesiastes chapter 9, in the last few verses, 13 through 18. No man listens to a poor man. And this wise man delivered this little city, but nobody could remember even his name because, he says, the poor man's wisdom is despised and his words are not heard. So no one listens to a poor man. I don't care if that's your preacher, your professor, your parents, your employer. It doesn't matter. No one listens to a poor man. And so, in fact, by the way, I was looking here. Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 2. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. Well, there you go, folks. So, people talk about your politics and say, yeah, you're on the far right, and then these liberal, socialist, left-wing nut Democrats are on the left. Well, so let's read Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 2 again. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. Okay, then you decide. See, I say it over and over and over, and it's a fact, folks. There's only two forces at work. See, it doesn't boil down to the right and the left, although I just told you a wise man's heart is at his right hand and the left fool's heart is at his left, so that delineates those of us on the right from those folks on the left. But it really isn't about conservatives and liberals. It isn't about Democrats and Republicans. It's about God and Satan. And you got to choose who is on the Lord's side. Wasn't it Joshua that drew a line and said, who is on the Lord's side? You got to decide. It's God and Satan. It's right and wrong. It's black and white. It's right and left. And so you got to choose. Am I going to follow God or am I going to follow Satan? And that goes with your politics, your finances, your retirement, your family, your church, right on down the line. Who is on the Lord's side? Well, my time's up. Give me a call, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Don't forget to go over to my website and sign up for my webinar coming up on the 7th of May. Time's up. Be right back. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to remind you about my upcoming live webinar. It's coming up on Tuesday night, May the 7th, 7 p.m. Mountain Time. We go 20 minutes long. And it's live, and if you miss it or you want to go over it again, we send that out, the replay, in an email the next morning. I'm going to be talking again about orphan 401ks. I've had so much response from the last webinar I did on that. Orphan 401ks, those are 401ks that you've left a job and left that behind, and there's $1.65 trillion in 30 million accounts. One of those may be yours. So tune in. Go to my website, www.roncaskey.com, and be there for that live webinar, May the 7th, 7 p.m. Mountain Time. Go sign up right now. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here. Write my phone number down. You're going to need it, 877-218-1972. Get on my calendar for a no-cost, in-person, face-to-face appointment where I can show you how to protect, preserve, grow your retirement, recession-proof your retirement, and make sure your retirement never retires. Give me a call. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me today. Welcome back to my third and final segment. I can't believe how fast the clock goes when I start these radio shows. It goes into overdrive. So here's my name, Dr. Ron Caskey. Here's my numbers. Call me, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. This coming week, here's the song I talked about. For every valley, there's a lily. When we come back, we're going back over to the book of Ecclesiastes and talk about no one listens to a poor man. Here you go.
For every valley, there's a lily. For every garden there's a rose. There no mountains faith can't master. All my heartache Jesus knows. In my sorrow he's my comfort. For this troubled heart of mine, I know the midnight offers weeping, but in the morning joy I'll find. Though the storms of life are raging, above the thorns I'll find a rose. For he says, life's trials I am going, but alone I will not stand, for the lily of this valley, he goes with me hand in hand. And when tomorrow's journey's ended, on the mountaintop I'll stand with the rose of Sharon's beauty and with the lily hand in hand. All the storms of life are raging, above the thorns I'll find a rose. For he sends storms and showers that makes the little flowers grow. My heart knows, for every valley there's a lily, for every garden there's a rose, for every valley there's a lily, for every garden there's a
go. For every valley there's a lily. Isn't that a great song? And believe it or not, I still sing that song in weekends, on weekends, in churches, when I preach and sing around the country. And so anyhow, there you go. Hope that was a blessing to you. I enjoy everything I do, but I really enjoy preaching and singing in churches around the country. And also, if you're not getting my email newsletters and you're hooked up to the internet, go over to my website and sign up for those. I do a live singing video every Sunday morning that goes in my Sunday Bible Views email newsletter, and Sam also puts that up on Facebook. So if you're not getting those, you need to, and you can sign up for those over on my website. Back to talking about no one listens to a poor man. And so let's take a look at a couple of verses. Proverbs 8:21 says that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. That I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Substance, folks, is still substance. Treasures are still treasures. Money is still money. Wealth is still wealth. 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Based on the entire scope of history, you may find that prosper still means prosper. Matthew 25:29. For everyone that hath, for unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. Folks, abundance still means the same thing it meant 2,000 plus years ago. It's all right to have money if you want it. And you really need to take a serious look at that. Prosperity, wealth, abundance. There's over 450 verses in the Bible on those subjects. There's 15 on poverty. But way too many preachers and so-called Christians dwell on the poverty side of the table. God expects his people to have abundance and prosperity and money and substance. I've read, let's see, Proverbs 8:21, 3 John 2, Matthew 25:29. I mean, I read these every week. How many times does God have to say it's okay for God's people to have money? And I know every now and then somebody will say, oh yeah, he's one of those prosperity gospel preachers. Well, as opposed to a poverty gospel, I guess I am. What I am not, I'm not like Tim and Fanny Faker, who were on television years ago. She died. He's still blowing and going. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about God's people having money, and it's okay for God's people to have money. I wrote a book years ago. It's been out of print now, and I'm trying to find a printer to print some more of them. But Design Your Own Financial Freedom is a book that I took all of those verses and wrote a book. I don't remember how many chapters it's got. And it's only all of my books. I've written three books, and they're all, like 60-some pages long. I just grabbed this one off of the shelf. It's 60 pages long, so it's an easy read, and it's short and it's concise. But I've listed all of the verses in there this subject. And so, you know, if you don't believe you should have money and wealth and prosperity and abundance and riches, you certainly won't be interested in how to get it. If you've got this principle down, that it's all right to have money, then it's okay to have money, and I can help you. Let's talk about wealth and prosperity and abundance and hard work. We're not talking about... welfare is not a way of life. Welfare and poor times, bad times, those are temporary. But way too many people have made welfare just a way of life. I mean, especially under Vladimir O. Biden in the White House, these communists what communists believe. The reason I call him a communist and the ones here in the state of Colorado and the ones in the District of Criminals that have ruined our country is because communism is against capitalism. Communism is the government, the state, owns it all and doles it out, takes from those that work for a living and gives it to those who don't. You can't get a better example of that than Vladimir O. Biden. I mean, we're going on 4 years of that nonsense, and inflation is at an all-time high. I read 13 different brackets yesterday on the radio show. I'll send that out to you if you want it. Where under Trump, here was the rate of increases, and under Biden, it's as high as 50% higher. Gasoline and groceries and clothes and travel and airfare and on and on and on. It's unending. But that's what communism does, folks. It takes from the rich and gives to the poor. It takes money from those that work for a living and gives it to those who aren't. It forgives all of the debt, like he's buying votes with more student loan forgiveness. He just forgave another, I don't remember how many billions of dollars that he just forgave again. Again, the Supreme Court said you can't do that. Nasty Pelosi said you couldn't do that when Trump was in office, but it's okay when her buddy is in office. This latest deal he did on forgiving student loans will cost the taxpayers. Me and you that work for a living, it will cost us $153 billion. That's criminal. It's thievery. But that's communism versus capitalism. So let's talk about wealth, prosperity, abundance. And it comes by hard work. You gotta decide if you think that God only meant for the patriarchs of the faith to live rich. I mean, check it out. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Joseph, right on down the line, they lived rich. Do you think they're the only ones that can? And no, I'll bet the majority of the people I'm talking to may be willing to make the necessary changes to be financially free. It's your choice. You decide. You're going to live with more month than money, or are you going to choose to have more money than month? Financial freedom will only come when you have plenty of money, but you got to start someplace. So you can't change your financial situation overnight, but you can change your attitude about finances overnight. You can decide now. You can make a choice and say, you know what? I am going to live financially free. And it starts this. I agreed with Dave Ramsey on getting out of debt. And that's a godly principle. You need to get out of debt. And that's part of what I show in my three-hour church seminar on Saturday mornings is you're not financially free until you stop being a servant to the lender. Time's up. Give me a call. Let me help you. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Don't forget to sign up for my live webinar coming up on the 7th of May. Thanks for listening. Bye.
In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791. Or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Kasky's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Kasky at 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com now.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm. Affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients, Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this. Your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, there you go. Bible Views Radio Show for today. Hope you enjoyed it, listening to it as much as I enjoy every week doing these one-hour radio shows. The Ron Caskey Show is here on the KLTT listening audience 1 to 2 o'clock on Saturdays, and this Bible Views radio show every Sunday 2 to 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoons. And then, of course, they're archived for 1 week. They're put up on my website at www.roncaskey.com. If you have questions concerning the Bible and what the Bible has to say about any subject, actually, just understand this. I don't debate or argue the Bible. See, a lot of people say, well, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. I got news for you. God said it, that settles it. And speaking of settle it, let me just explain to you the most important thing you could call me about is your salvation. Do you know if you died today that you'd go to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ? If you're not sure of that, by all means, pick up the phone today and call me, and I'll tell you what the Bible says, and it's real simple, but you do need to be born again. You need to be saved. Once we settle that matter of salvation, then we can talk about God's money and how you can protect it, preserve it, and grow it. Now, to do that, you need to get on my calendar for next week. I know it's Sunday. I don't take appointments on Sunday. I don't work this business on Sunday. But I can answer my cell phone. And so if I'm not in church or doing something else this afternoon, then pick up the phone and call me this afternoon or this evening. But one thing you do need to do is set an appointment for this coming week. Give me 30-ish minutes to bring information to you and your spouse, if there is one, at your home or McDonald's, and show you how I can help you protect, preserve, and grow God's money. Here's my toll-free number. As I said, you can use it today, and I'll call you back. Here it is, 877-218-1972. 877-218-1972. Hey, have a blessed Lord's Day. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.